This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Good morning, America, and welcome to another exciting rock and rollin' version of Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Frady. How's everybody doing out there? Have you been enjoying the sideshow that is politics? Because I've got some stuff for you. And listen, let me explain something to you. When you get out there, if you're saying, well, this is supposed to be about guns, everything is about guns. Everything the progressives do is tied to one of the precursors to them actually executing this. And they know this. And one of the things they're doing, it's a little bit like when they started introducing self-checkout lines. Let me explain what I'm talking about here. Self-checkout lines, when you go through anywhere where you have to check yourself in, out, whatever it is, where you're doing the work that normally they would pay somebody to do, this is helping their bottom line. And if you volunteer to do it, that's fine. You're not getting a discount for doing it, but part of that is also to condition you to do it. See, one of the things that's going on here right now is that they're all wanting to say how much somebody should be paid instead of letting the marketplace decide that. So, when they find, if that were to ever come and pass, all of these, you know, like at McDonald's in New York City, for example, everything is sort of automated now. You go in there and you make your order out. A human hands you your food, but you've already paid for it. You've already ordered it and you have done all the details yourself and you don't get a discount for it. And you're actually helping their bottom line by showing their man hours at getting an enormous amount of money for the people that are actually paying. So they look good. I don't know how you feel about that or anything, but it's all about conditioning you. So when they get out here and they're always talking about gun control, you'll notice gun control never goes away, and it's always the same cacophony of things they want. We want universal background checks, which means the background checks that they demanded when they passed the Omnibus Crime Bill under Clinton. When there were a lot of people back then in the 90s that had what was referred to as a tabletop FFL. The tabletop FFL meant that somebody had a federal firearms license, but he didn't really sell guns per se as much as he bought them and sold them to his friends. But he had to go through all of the things and pay the licensing fees and everything else to do that. They swept all of those aside, and they made all of these requirements where you had to have a storefront, and it has to be this kind of secure, and it has to have this kind of locks, and this kind of this, and this kind of that. So they did away with those guys, right? So that was done away with, and then they stipulated any gun bought at an FFL had to have a background check. Okay. Well, that conditioning worked, and everybody said, everybody now believes, well, every gun sold must have a background check. I wouldn't be against it if somebody could prove to me what they stop. What they stop. All of these little laws they have popping up and everything else, like gun violence restraining orders. If somebody takes all of my guns and it's like, you know, if I'm estranged from my wife and I want to kill her, do you think it matters to me if I kill her with a gun or if I just bash her head in with one of those heavy glass ashtrays that used to be around that nobody has anymore? Do you think that matters to me? I'm not concerned with the means. I'm concerned with what the ends. Okay? And that's what that's about. So background checks don't stop anything. They don't stop crime. They stop you. They prohibit you a little bit. But we're now conditioned to believe that background checks are a good thing. Even though we have all kinds of evidence showing, well, let's see, this guy brought, you know, Elliot Rogers bought his guns and passed a background check. Stephen Paddock passed a background check. The cat's name, Nicholas Kristof, whatever his name was, down in Parkland, he passed a background check. The shooter in Sutherland, he passed a background check. Holmes in Colorado, he passed the background. All these guys pass background checks. So what is it stopping? A background check is a moment in time. It's a moment in time. Just like gun registries, which not everybody has, thank God, but a gun registry is a moment in time where in that moment I had this gun. So the reason they want universal background checks is so that you and I will get used to the intrusion into our privacy where me and you have to go now to a gun seller and pay him to run the background check if we're selling guns in between me and you. And that includes if I give my son a gun, if I loan a gun to my buddy, he wants to go try it out at the range, whatever it is, that's a transaction now. But we've been conditioned that background checks are good. Safe storage. We hear about that all the time. Safe storage. This is where they say your guns should be secured and put away where nobody can find them. After all, you don't want your little three-year-old toddler to find it and shoot himself in the face. Well, no, I don't. You're exactly right about that. However, how do you enforce a safe storage law? The only way to enforce safe storage is to make an unannounced visit to see if you are a registered gun owner. First of all, they have to know you have guns, so that wouldn't work without a registry, right? So they know you're a registered gun owner in whatever jurisdiction you live in, and they come in unannounced, which means it's sort of like a warrant being served. You might be in the middle of enjoying your turkey pot pie one evening. Yeah. And then they're in there and they're looking to see if all of your guns are locked up. And they're going to turn out your entire house to look to make sure every gun is locked up and taken apart where it's not really a gun anymore. It's just a bunch of parts. And they'll have regulations about what can be stored here and what can be stored there. And you might have to buy five or six different means of storage. And then we're conditioned to believing that safe storage is a good idea. Safe storage is not a bad idea at all. Being responsible is a better idea. Those are not necessarily exclusive of each other or the same thing, actually, in the way you apply it. So whenever I come at you with something that you're like, this is just mainstream politics. I heard about this on Rush today. I don't want to listen to this. All of it comes back to the gun control argument. Climate change comes back to the gun control argument. Healthcare, single payer, that comes back to the gun control argument because they know one of the reasons that gun control is never going to go away is a item on their short list, which it's never a big item to the nation at large. But they know that if they were to ever, in order to ever get where they want to be, they're going to have to disarm us. And it will be much the same way. You know, Obamacare, everybody was out there with Obamacare. Well, let's see, there's 11 million people that aren't insured or whatever the number was at the time out of, you know, 1/30th of us or whatever it is. And so we're just going to take over the entire industry. And a lot of people thought that was a good idea. And now a lot of Republicans have been, well, what are we going to replace it with? How about just nothing? How about just take it away and replace it with the free market? How about that? And as soon as we get to this idea that that's a good idea, then they'll do it, I think. I don't know. Hopefully they're in a new mindset. But everything in politics in the United States today comes back to the gun argument. We are the best country in the United States, in the United States, of course, where we are the best country on the rock, on the planet, because of our Constitution. We are the freest nation on the rock because of our Constitution. The reason everybody wants to come here is because we are so free. And for these Democrats out there that are constantly coming after your guns and everything else, this is not about your safety. This is not about anything else other than making you less free. Because when you have a gun, you have a say. Depending on your mindset, of course. So, just so you know, whenever you hear me talking about something, you're like, well, Bill, you only come on once a week, and then you're talking about something that has nothing to do with guns. It all has to do with guns. It all has to do with guns. Everything comes from that argument. None of this other stuff is possible without guns being out of the way first. So when you hear them talking about this, their mindset is, sooner or later, we're going to get rid of your guns. We're going to take your guns from you. That's what they're thinking when they're talking about this stuff like coming up next. That's what they're thinking. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Now that I have explained myself, this is the Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady, and let's get into some stuff, shall we? Now that I've explained myself, I just want to make sure everybody's out there. I don't want anybody to think I'm taking my eye off the prize, okay? We got this coming out of Arizona. There, breathlessly, they await the latest treasure trove unearthed from the social media and the YouTube archives of Democrat Senate candidate Kristen Sinema. Among the things she has said in this run-up is she's, I don't know if she's going after McCain's seat, which is now vacant. Oh, well, no, I guess there's John Kyle sitting there. She's probably going after Flake's seat because he's going away. Yay! She has called her own state crazy, and she's also called Arizona the meth lab of democracy. And then she explained to her 9/11 truther pal that she's cool with Americans fighting for the Taliban. I don't know about you, but the next time I see one of her ads on TV, I fully expect to see her sitting there cross-legged with Jane Fonda, slowly roasting a bald eagle over a fire made from burning flags and an Antifa picnic. This is a very innovative and puzzling Democrat strategy they have of picking candidates who hate the very people they seek to represent. It just seems counterintuitive, but they keep doing it. Like Pancic, like Clinton, you know, the genius that our Frito Convetters instructed us we were morally obligated to vote for because Trump likes hot women. She called us all deplorable. In addition to some other stupid stuff like, you know, not bothering to campaign in Wisconsin. And, you know, when you do that and you're wanting all the votes from like a state and you don't even go there, it's sort of like calling up and yelling to the state, calling the state at large, you suck and I hate you, before you hang up and pour yourself yet another goblet of the Trader Joe house label Chardonnay. But could we possibly characterize these Democrats as sane lately? They're in it for themselves. And they've had quite a sweet grift going on. But we threw a monkey wrench in their works there, didn't we? We got uppity and we elected Donald Trump. And of course they're all going, they and the Frito Cons are all going, well, I never. And that's just not going to do. So we have to be ignored. And if we are lucky, we'll be ignored or crushed if they get a chance. And that's if we're stupid enough to give up our guns and ammo. They hate, oh, how they hate Trump's America First agenda. Why shouldn't they? They don't really consider themselves Americans, not like a normal American would. We think of our American citizenship as a badge of honor. They consider it something to have to apologize to or for to some Canadian tourists they might meet in Barcelona. Our leftist elite sees themselves not as citizens of the United States of America, but as something better. More enlightened, more moral, citizens of the world. Which is silly, because there are no citizens of the world, because there is no world. There's a collection of nation states, tribes, sects, and other groups inhabiting this giant space rock, and you can be part of one or more of them, but there is no world. However, there is a transnationalist globalist elite that shares the same stupid values, beliefs, and taboos, and that's who our useless elite identifies with. So whether it's some herring-gobbling Norddork in Oslo, or some Marxist puppetry prof in Pomona, or some gender-confused EU functionary in Brussels, or some CNN gibbo who gets huffy when the peeps call mobs mobs, the transnational global elitists share more in common with each other than with their own people. And that is to their fellow elitists and not to us to whom they are loyal. They have been for a long time trying to inflict their tenets of their secular scripture upon us. They all buy into the weird weather religion, which requires that they sacrifice your money and your sovereignty on the altar of slightly lower temperature, maybe in a couple of centuries. They all buy into the notion that third world foreigners who ignore the immigration laws that we passed have more right to be in our country than we do. And that we owe these intruders a living in on top of all that. They all buy into the notion that free thought and free expression are wonderful concepts as long as people do not abuse them by disagreeing with the transnational globalist elite. And they all agree that Israel's bad for not letting its people be butchered and that normal people are racist. And not just men that, you know, aren't built like men. And democracy, well, they're for it as long as we vote in the right way. And if not, then the bureaucrats should make the decisions. And the key tenet is, of course, that the globalist elite should be firmly in control of people like you. But the problem is they're being rejected worldwide, even though there's no world. The rise of rebel parties in Europe, Brexit, and, of course, the victory of Trump are all a reaction to an elite that refuses to put the interests of the people of their own country ahead of the interests of their transnationalist, globalist cocktail party pals. Have you seen them come unglued when they see a MAGA hat? They don't want America to be great again. Trump is driving them nuts by actually pursuing an American interest first at the expense of those of the elite. And his trade policies are slowly making progress, while the alleged free traders, who are not actually for free trade, did nothing for decades but shrug as the normals were thrown out of work. He's renegotiating unfair deals. You know, he's fighting anti-American actions by other countries, from notorious wrongs like Chinese tariffs to the esoteric issues like unfair Indian data localization laws. He's ended Europe's 70-year free lunch by forcing NATO to get off its collective rear end and start pulling their own weight. And he's asking forbidden questions like, if Europe's not worth Europeans fighting for, why is it worth Americans fighting for? That one made me laugh. The elite is freaking out because they are seeing their globalist dream die, which is good. Their anguish is my nectar. Because their dream is a nightmare for the rest of us. America doesn't do apology tours anymore. No. My governor, Nikki Haley, used to be my governor. I always thought she was sort of light politically. But when she got into the UN, she went all out. She, like, lost her mind, which I love. Haley was hated by the elite to a degree. But, you know, at the same time, when Haley was Haley was against Trump in the beginning. But, you know, they just hate us. And that's if you come to that understanding, if you come to this conclusion, you can fully embrace what I'm talking about here when I say that we must never give up being armed. Because what they have in store for this is, you know, just giving us away. Just giving us away. We are a resource to be looked upon. And that's a problem. That's a problem. So this November, the people of Arizona and across the country need to decide whether they want to turn our government over to the people who hate us. I don't intend to. I'll be voting the right way. Don't kid yourselves. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Is the Gun Owners News Hour. Now we're going to go into the politically stupid, if we can. And this is, you know, I'm just going to point this out. If you haven't heard about this, you need to probably sit down. If you're driving, you need to pull over, because what I'm going to tell you about is going to make you laugh so hard that you might fall over or drive off the road. This is apparently now something you do post-Kavanaugh confirmation circus. And I knew this was going to happen. I just didn't know how soon, and I didn't know how absurd it was going to be. I'm talking about Teresa Sue Klein of Flatbush, Brooklyn. She was in a convenience store when a mother and her two children, Teresa Sue Klein, by the way, Caucasian, these mother and her two children, black Americans. She and her two children went in and went past her, and then Klein got really upset, claiming that the 9-year-old boy had sexually assaulted her by grabbing her buttocks. Oh, gosh. She made a scene and called 911 for the police, demanding that the little boy be arrested for sexually assaulting her. They all went outside where bystanders, let's just call them adults, rational adults, got verbally involved, with Klein being defiant. Multiple cell phone videos show the little boy and his younger sister wailing at the top of their lungs, obviously scared. Store videos show the boy went past Klein with both hands in plain view, but his oversized backpack may have brushed against her. No arrests, of course, were made. This poor kid, does he understand he's never going to be a Supreme Court justice now because of this? Because this will get unearthed. This will get unearthed. Do you think, borrowing a page from the Kavanaugh hearing, shouldn't the FBI get involved in this? Maybe to do a background check on him. Maybe when he was, 9 years old, would that be the third grade? Do you think they served root beer that day at lunch? Do you think maybe he's tickled a little girl or maybe kissed her for his class picture? We know he's wearing his cap backwards and he's brandishing a toy gun. So the FBI should definitely do a background check or two or three or maybe seven. I don't know. On a related note, a 6-year-old boy was suspended from kindergarten for sexual harassment, namely he kissed a girl, a classmate. Kindergarten kids kiss each other occasionally, primarily due to the fact that they may be imitating their parents. And incidentally, when a kindergarten girl kisses a boy, nobody gets suspended. A lot depends on whether there's a feminist around. You may remember that a few years ago when the feminists promoted the idea of taking one's daughter to work that day or for a work day, they had a fit because parents also decided to take their boys to work. Now, see, I'm not one that sits back and says, I believe a woman should know her place. I ran up and down a bunch of fire maneuver courses with a bunch of females when I was in the military. And let me tell you, some of these ladies that I worked with in the military, they were dangerous. I mean, they were just so good at what they did. I would have had no issues at all going into combat with them. Not because I would have been like, they'll smell nice in the foxhole, but because they would have got some. They would have taken some names and kicked some derrieres. So no problems with that. Could all of them do it? No. But could all of us? No. So where do I stand on feminism? Well, feminism to me is sort of a red herring. See, feminists and Black Lives Matter people and all these other people, they'll look at our past and say, look at where we come from. So all of you white guys, you should be ashamed. Well, no, I'm not ashamed. I didn't have anything to do with being born white. I didn't have anything to do with being born a male. Now, the feminists who just hate me for existing, hate men, deeply hate them. And if you've not seen the movie The Red Pill, maybe you should do so. Some even wish there was a concentration camp set up where we could all be placed. Which is not so shocking when you consider that many, many feminists originate from a Marxist background. There are also feminists who also hate little boys, seeing them as future rapists. I saw a thing on Facebook, all right, which is, I just thought about this because I have a new grandson, Ellis is in the world, and Ellis's mom is breastfeeding him. So on Facebook, they were out there saying, if you're breastfeeding your son, you're creating a rapist. Because you're making it okay for your boy to touch a woman's body. Ellis, I think, is 6 weeks old now. I don't know how much of what he's – I don't know how much about – I don't remember being 6 weeks old. Does anybody out there remember being 6 weeks old? I certainly don't. It would really be interesting to analyze any male who grew up with a feminist mother. Camille Paglia famously and succinctly put it that they're, insane, literally insane. But then we have to get into this thing. Here's the other thing that happened because of this kid in this convenience store. The believe woman claim also came into play. The claim of rape, no matter what meme, continues to trivialize real rape and other forms of assault, which, while turning women into permanently helpless victims, unable to function in simple everyday activities because of hashtag MeToo. Ladies, you are not in imminent danger. And if you are in imminent danger, I know a couple of ladies that I can put you into touch with, like Tatiana Whitlock and Christina Martin-Nims and some of these other ladies that run around that are absolutely lethal. And they can teach you to be lethal. You need not be a victim. Well, unless you were like this lady. Of course, she was in a, she was, at the time this happened, this was in the multicultural, pluralistic, and also leftist Brooklyn, New York. And, Ms. Klein was there paying for cat litter in a Mideastern deli as a black mother exits the store with her two young children. Here we have the illustration of the sophisticated big city coexistence in all of its smug glory. But no, No, there's danger. Danger everywhere. Everywhere. And it happens. Somebody touches the white woman's delicate butt. So galvanized by Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's vivid recollections of a highly questionable drunken adolescent hazy encounter 36 years earlier, embedded in her hypothalamus, the alert white professional female victim follows a black family outside and accuses the 9-year-old boy of touching her clothes and sacred body part and then calls the police. And then we get this. I don't know which publication it came out of. A white woman set off a firestorm in the Brooklyn community and on social media after she called 911 on a black boy at a bodega, claiming he grabbed her butt, only for surveillance video to show that he never touched her. The woman, identified by the New York Post as Teresa Klein, was buying cat litter inside Sahiri Deli Market in Flatbush Wednesday when the boy wearing a school uniform and backpack walked past her and her mother and younger sister. According to witnesses in the video, his backpack appeared to brush against Klein's backside. She whips her hand around and begins to shout in the direction of the exiting family. She makes crude gestures at them, and the woman is seen walking back and arguing with her. Have you seen what these kids have to lug around when they go to school? Backpacks today for a school-age kid, they need you people, we need to go get them some military-grade stuff, because do they have that much homework? Do they have to carry every? How big are these textbooks they got? I mean, I haven't had a kid in school, let's see, in nearly 10 years. And one of my sons, his backpack would be so full and so heavy that I would pick it up and I'd be like, dear God, this is heavier than my combat loadout. So this woman continues her rant while they're outside and everything else, and against the child as other customers defended him while others videoed the entire incident. That's the beauty of it all, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Here we are. One last hurrah. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady. Well, one last hurrah today, anyway. I'll be back next week, no problems. I want to take you back to October 1991. I want you to think of, just close your eyes right now and remember in Wayne's World when they would, you know, do the going back in time thing where they're going, think that. Okay, so we're going back to October 1991. And there, the future Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Lucy Napolitano, ushered in a bold new era in American political history. Back then, she was a Democratic activist and an attorney in private practice, and she was, for no good reason, monitoring the preliminary interview by Senate staffers of Susan Horschner, a California administrative judge. She was the prime mover and outing of Napolitano's client, Anita Hill. Staff attorney asked Horschner, were you living in Washington at the time you two had this phone conversation? Horschner said, yes, so it was prior to September of 1981. And Horschner goes, oh, I see what you're saying. So although she had no official role in the proceedings, Napolitano objected and called for a recess, which the problem here is that she had no standing, but she still did it, and she got away with it then because Horschner had just subverted the timeline on which the whole case against Clarence Thomas rested. Hill had told the Judiciary Committee, I had started working with Clarence Thomas in the early fall of 1981. Early on, our working relationship was positive, by Hill's account. Thomas did not begin to pester her for roughly 3 months. At the earliest, that would have been December 1981, 3 months after Horschner left for California, 3 months after she and Horschner stopped communicating. So instead of calling the defamation plot off, Napolitano and Horschner, and eventually Hill, covered it up. So after conferring with Lucy Napolitano, Horschner had a convenient change of memory. And now it was time for the friendly Democratic counsel to ask, wouldn't you have the initial phone conversation with Anita Hill? And she spoke for the first time about sexual harassment. Do you recall where you were living, what city? Answered Horschner, I don't recall. So they had to also... Anita Hill was initially reluctant, but she was persuaded to slander Clarence Thomas before the world. And this was where the left began the dark turn in their progressive history. And ever since the Soviet Comintern decided to make martyrs out of Sacco and Vanzetti more than 60 years before, leftists had made a practice of declaring the guilty innocent. And now they and their media allies were prepared to declare the innocent guilty and, if need be, imprison them to prove their point. The left's brief Atticus Finch phase was over. Alger Hiss, Rosenberg, Leonard Peltier, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Hurricane Carter, guilty to a man, but now history. Clarence Thomas, the Duke lacrosse team, George Zimmerman, Nikola Basile Nikola, Officer Darren Wilson, Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump, innocent, and now the future. There had been cases of the left punishing the innocent before Thomas in many sense, but the Thomas case was arguably the first in which the combined forces of the left knowingly defamed an innocent man on the main stage. Now, the progressives all but criminalize when you skewer one of their many sacred cows, like Islam or climate change or illegal aliens or LGBT or the poor. No cows in their pantheon are as sacred as race and sex. So they hit Thomas on sex. In 2006, they hit the Duke lacrosse team on the deadly trifecta of sex, race, and class. Now, the left's OIC moment should have come less than a month after the incident. The DNA test results came back, and they failed to connect any member of the lacrosse team to Crystal Magnum, the black stripper who accused three of the players of rape. This hard evidence of their innocence deterred none of their accusers in academia and few in the media. Taking the lead was the New York Times. Columnist Selena Roberts spoke for many when she described the team as a group of privileged players of fine pedigree entangled in a night that threatens to belie their social standing as human beings. Which, you know, that phrase means, anyway. Even as the case against them eroded, they refused to acknowledge the damage. And in August of 2006, 6 months after the incident, they ran a lengthy front page story. Files from Duke rape case give details but no answers. And they tried to shore up the case against the accused, and it was too late. Within hours of its online appearance, bloggers had waded through the errors and omissions of the article and deconstructed it to its preposterous core. And as it turned out, there was no case. District Attorney Mike Nifong, an ambitious Democrat, to be sure, built his prosecution of the three accused players on the foundation of suppressed evidence and outright lies. And a year after the incident, North Carolina Attorney General Roy Hooper dropped all charges against the three players, declared them innocent, described them as victims of a tragic rush to accuse. And the media didn't learn anything at all from that one. Not a thing. In 2014, Rolling Stone published a lengthy article about a gang rape of a young woman at the University of Virginia fraternity house, Phi Kappa Psi. Within days of that, all Greek activities had been suspended on campus. The fraternity house was vandalized, and protesters were staging fevered rallies and marches. When this first came out, only a few conservative bloggers challenged the story in the way it was reported. But then the whole grotesque charade just began to come apart at the seams. In February 2012, the media's OIC moment should have come no more than a day after the shooting of Trayvon Martin by George Zimmerman. The only solid eyewitness, John Good, spoke to the police immediately after the shooting. He said, "So I opened my door. It was a black man with a black hoodie on top of the other, either a white guy or now I find out, I think it was a Hispanic guy with a red sweatshirt on the ground yelling out, 'Help.' And I tried to tell them, 'Get out of there, you know, stop or whatever.' And then one guy on top of the black hoodie was pretty much just throwing down blows on the guy kind of MMA style." The day after that, Good spoke to a local TV reporter, repeated the same story. There was never any mystery. Anyone who cared to know that it was Zimmerman who was attacked could find that out. It was Zimmerman that was crying out for help. It was Zimmerman who was beaten nearly to unconsciousness by a troubled young man, nearly a half foot taller than he was. But the media, there was nothing in that. There was nothing to yell at or, you know, no fun stuff. So here we have NBC's legal analyst Lisa Bloom tells a story in her book Suspicion Nation. Zimmerman confronts Martin. He grabs or shoves him. A frightened Martin punches Zimmerman. A tussle ensues. It is not particularly significant who is on top. Zimmerman pulls the gun, points it at Martin, and continues his profane, insulting rant for 40 seconds, during which time Martin screams, "Ah!" in fear. An angry, panicky Zimmerman shoots and kills Martin. Now, in order to make this nonsense fly as far as it did, Bloom failed to mention Good's interviews or even Good's trial testimony that assured the not guilty verdict. And CNN's coverage was even more corrupt than NBC's, and ABC's was the worst of all of it. So no one in the major media acknowledged that Zimmerman was a civil rights activist, a Obama supporter. Bloom did not even mention he was Hispanic. And then Obama himself endorsed this fiction and encouraged the activists who launched Black Lives Matter on the back of all of this. And like many on the left, he had little conscience about sacrificing anybody who might serve some useful purpose. Months after declaring the conspicuously guilty Trayvon his spiritual son, he covered his tracks in the Benghazi mess by allowing his Justice Department to imprison an innocent American citizen. Nakula's crime was to post his video, The Innocence of Muslims, on the Internet. Major media offered not a word of protest. 2 years later, Black Lives Matter movement seized on a now the new media-fueled lie out of Missouri. The Ferguson incident, where police officer Darren Wilson shot and killed the gentle giant Michael Brown, while Brown was trying to surrender, hands up, don't shoot, except he was actually charging him. Now, this time, though, St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough relied not on the media, but on the evidence. The evidence cleared Wilson, and the evidence also cleared Zimmerman, and the evidence cleared the Duke lacrosse players and the UVA frat boys. And Clarence Thomas was confirmed as an associate justice of the Supreme Court. And if nothing else, Nakula was eventually released from Texas prison. And none of this dissuades them at all. You would think this would discourage the left to understand their endgame. Given their control of academia and the media, they're confident the majority of Americans will see these losses as further indictments of the American system. No justice, no peace. And it's going to be left up to you to make that call. It's going to be left up to you to make that decision. We need to have our OIC moment in this scam here. And once that happens, the Democrats and their media allies will never recover. I will talk to you next week. Everybody stay safe. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.